This week's quarterback change is making plenty of noise, but the offense, it needs a boost in the backfield too. Broncos running game drummed up just 38 yards in Kansas City last week, almost 95 below the season average. In the locker room, guys admit the low output is unacceptable.
Whether it's Jake under center, whether it's Jay under center, I mean, we all have to play better as a unit collectively. And, you know, until we do that, we're still going to struggle.
The other 10 guys got to step up and say, you know what, this is my guy. He's not making a tackle. And you got to just, he's just man to man. Eventually, it becomes personal. You know, you got to take it personal that don't let your guy be the one to make the tackle. Leave our backs one-on-one with a guy, and if he makes a miss, then he's gone.
And Sunday night, it could be Tatum Bell making that play. Bell's expected back in the lineup and on the field after sitting three of the last four games with a pair of turf toes. But now he says he's ready to go and ready to help ease rookie Jay Cutler into his first pro start.
I hope I can get going early, you know, in offense, you know, settle Jay down. And I'm pretty sure, you know, he going to be nervous, you know, whatever. But it's a big game, so hopefully we get the run game going. And that's what we want to do in every game, you know, if he was the guy or not. So hopefully that'll help him out.
Getting Tatum back is definitely going to help. I mean, he's been nursing that foot for the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, I think he's going to be 100% and ready to go.
The Broncos will need those rushing yards, not only to help end a tough two-game losing streak, but also to keep a Seattle offense that scored 58 red zone touchdowns in the last two seasons off the field.
We haven't had that here in the last few weeks. It's been very disappointing for me. And like I say, I'm probably the only receiver in league history to ever want to run the football.
We need to show a little more explosiveness and break that last tackle to make a 5-yard, 7-yard gain, a 25-yard gain, get the crowd excited and let the O-line know that they're working for something.
That's what makes our offense go. And you know, I think Tatum's back in there and nothing against the other guys, but I think he has the ability to give us that threat that we need in the backfield.
And Bell, well, he thinks that too.
Yeah, I'm back, man. So you're going to see the old T-Bell be in the house on Sunday.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall reporting for Broncos TV.